This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
We are back in the Beat Lab, 1220 Harbor Bay Parkway, for another edition of the official Raiders podcast. Free agency recap, parentheses, up to this point edition, because it has been a wild, wild 6-7 days for the Silver and Black. So the league year kicked off Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock, and it was quiet, right? Nothing happens. Everyone's kind of hanging out, looking at all these team signed players. This guy's off the board. That guy's off the board. But Reggie McKenzie, John Gruden, just hanging out, laying in wait. And we're sitting up in the studio. We're like, oh, this is not bad. This is a quiet free agency. You know, nothing too wild is going to happen. And then, boom, next day, here we go. Let's list them off. Doug Martin, Derek Carrier, Keith Smith, Jordy Nelson, Marcus Gilchrist, Tyre Whitehead, Lee Smith, Andrew DePaula, Rashawn Melvin, Colby Wadman, Josh Johnson, Sharice Wright, made a couple trades, cut a couple guys. It has been fast. It has been feverish. I'm pretty sure as we're recording this podcast right now on Wednesday afternoon, where I'm sure we've signed another guy since we started this, but it's me, and then we're also welcoming our usual correspondent, our senior roster management, salary cap aficionado, Kyle Martin. So, Kyle, I mean, we were sitting there on Wednesday, and we thought that, like I said, that nothing was going to happen. And then it seems like all of a sudden, boom, 10 moves, 12 moves. Just kind of what is your initial thought? It's been a little less than a week now since all the wheeling and dealing started. I mean, what have you look at this roster now compared to a week ago, I guess really what stands out to you?
I mean, obviously we lost Crabb, which is unfortunate. He brought a lot of toughness to the Raiders offense. But I really like the Jordy Nelson addition. I don't think it's getting probably as much love as it should. I feel like it's kind of being criticized a little bit. But the man has been a reliable red zone target for years now. The man is the model of consistency. He's going to come in and work day in and day out. And it's just going to take a little time for him to develop a chemistry with Derek Carr. And I fully expect them to have a productive 2018.
I mean, you just look at, I mean, we did for comparison's sake, right? We made 10 transactions, so 2017, back up. So from the day one of 2017, the league year, till the draft. So that's what, 6-8 weeks, something like that? Mm-hmm. We made 10 transactions, 10 total. That's including signings, cuttings, re-signings, everything, 10 total. I think in the first 2 days, so from that Thursday to Friday, and then I guess telling you that Saturday as well, can we send those two guys? I think we're up to 17, which is, like, crazy, right? I mean, we all knew that going into this, Coach Gruden wanted to put his stamp on things, kind of have his guys in the mix. But, like, I mean, this roster is literally being rebuilt in front of our eyes.
I love it, though. I mean, John Gruden's come in with a plan. And one thing that I also wanted to point out, too, is that obviously it wasn't really – it's not a transaction in terms, but – the fact that Marshawn's going to be sticking around another year is awesome, too, because you hear John Gruden at his press conference say, I want to work with Carr, I want to work with Cooper, I want to work with Marshawn Lynch. And, you know, to see that actually come true, I'm excited to see that he's going to stay in the Silver and Black, because I really feel like he's going to bring something else. But in terms of all the roster moves we've made, that's awesome to see John Gruden putting in the work with Reggie McKenzie, front office being active, just good to see all around.
We're going to have a lot of new headshots that we're going to have to learn, a lot of new jersey numbers, a lot of... It's new, man. I mean, it's just, this is going to be a completely different team in 2018 than it was in 2017, which, you know, is likely a good thing. I mean, at the end of the day, as talented as the 2017 group was, and I think everyone kind of agree that they underperformed last year, at the end of the day, they won 6 games, and that's not good enough. So, what do you got to do? You got to make adjustments. You got to bring guys in, guys that are ready to win, guys that you think help your football team immediately, and that's what Coach is doing. So I think as of now, like I said, as of this instant, always subject to change as we figured out, but right now, Wednesday afternoon, I think that the crown jewel so far of this free agency class has got to be Jordy Nelson. So I know that you've been pounding the drum pretty hard for Jordy since he signed here, even before he signed here. So when you take a look at him, you know, on the field first off, what do you think he really adds to this team? Also now without the ability of Michael Crabtree.
You know, I think this one's, you know, I'm going to target this towards Raider Nation a little bit. He's got great hands, doesn't drop the ball. Like I said earlier, he's a model of consistency, comes in to work hard, and he's just going to provide Derek with, you know, someone he can continuously go to, similar to a Crabb almost. That's how I see Nelson. That's, you know, he was that for Aaron Rodgers, not to say that Derek Carr is Aaron Rodgers, regardless of all the comparisons. But I think Jordy's going to stretch the field for the Raiders. You know, he's got the deep ball capability where he can haul that in. He also has great toe tap ability, similar to what we've seen in the past. But I think he's just going to provide a dynamic, just a different layer to the offense than we've seen recently.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that really stood out to me, obviously, when he came into the studio and everything, was that this dude's a lot bigger than I thought he would be, right? I mean, he's certainly not Calvin Johnson or anything like that, but this is a dude who he's probably like legit 6'3", and he's built, right? I mean, I think when you tend to think of Jordy Nelson, you kind of think of that, like, kind of little speedy slot guy a little bit. But, like, this, I mean, he's built, man. I mean, like I said, he's a lot bigger than I think people give him credit for. And I think that when you see him line up against DBs, you're going to be like, okay, like, this dude's got a little something-something to him. But, you know, I think that one thing that you brought up, too, and that we've heard kind of throughout the build in the past couple of days, is that as great as Jordy Nelson is going to be on the field, and he's a Pro Bowler, he's won a Super Bowl, I mean, there's not much that this dude hasn't done, right? I mean, granted, he's had the benefit of working with one of the best quarterbacks of all time in Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, he brought it up with us too, is that this is a guy who I think is going to be immensely, immensely helpful for Coop. Gruden said during the combine, and I have a feeling it's going to be something that we hear a lot coming up in the next couple weeks, months, is that, you know, Coop is going to be the focal point of this passing portion of the offense, the aerial attack of the offense. And I still think, and I think all the moves that we've seen in the past couple days kind of reiterate this, that, you know, Gruden's going to want to run the ball. He wants to control the clock. It's going to be, you know, get down in the trenches, smack you in the mouth, kind of football, which is great. I love it. It's exciting. But, you know, to have a guy like Coop who's kind of your focal point outside, I think Jordy Nelson is going to be huge for him. Not only is he going to be able to take some pressure off Coop, right, because now you can't double Coop if Jordy Nelson is sitting there on the other side ready to do his thing. But, I mean, as a guy who's been in the league for as long as he has been, for a guy who we've heard time and time and time again is the epitome of what you want in a teammate, a guy who is ready to help bring Coop along. And Coop isn't like some super green dude who's like going into his second year. Like,
no, not
Coop's,
at all.
Coop's seen some stuff, right? Coop's been a Pro Bowler himself two times around. You know, Coop, I think, has the ability, has the potential to be a top 10, you know, elite type of wide receiver in the game. But I think to have a guy like Jordy Nelson in that room who he can bounce things off of, you know, just kind of that fresh set of eyes who, when they're looking at stuff and Jordy, when, you know, and Jordy can go, okay, look, yeah, I see what you're seeing. You know, we saw this when I was in Green Bay. You know, check this out. I think it's going to be huge for Coop, you know, and I think that that kind of aspect of Jordy, well, obviously it's about touchdowns, right? It's about scoring points, it's about putting, you know, getting yards. But I think that portion of Jordy is going to be very, very crucial going forward. And I think it's something that, you know, is going to go a little, I don't want to say underappreciated, but people aren't making enough noise about that. And, you know, just speaking about that is that, you know, we've been kind of talking. So I like Reddit, right? So I'm on Reddit and I scroll through the Raiders subreddit, yada, yada. And, you know, I'm just like you, or I like looking at the funny memes and all that kind of stuff. But I think the thing that's blown me away is since the Raiders signed Jordy is the amount of Packers fans that have gotten in the Raiders subreddit. And first off, how nice they are, which is incredible. That's classic Wisconsin. But how like, the glowing praise that they have for this guy. This is a guy who, you know, like I said, won a Super Bowl with them, you know, was kind of their de facto number one for quite a while. And there's no ill will there. Literally all we've heard is take care of him. He's a good dude. He's going to be a guy that is exactly what you guys need. And I think that says something. I think that says a lot about a guy who could spend the first 10 years of his career somewhere, leaves, and still be, like, completely embraced and supported as much as Jordy is.
Definitely. And to add on to what you were saying earlier about how he's going to, you know, assist Coop and benefit Coop's growth, I think the fact that Edgar Bennett, the former Green Bay Packers wide receivers coach, is now here as the Raiders wide receivers coach, you know, Jordy's going to have that familiarity with him.
Continuity, baby.
Exactly, and he's going to be able to help Coop communicate between the three of them. So I think it'll be a good growing process for the three of them just so they can, like I said earlier, Nelson's got the familiarity with Bennett, and they're just going to be on the same page a lot more than maybe someone else who has no idea with
sure.
Nelson's background
sure.
or anything along those lines.
A great point. So, you know, Jordy Nelson, like we said, as of now, yada, yada, is the crown jewel of this class, right? So shout out to Jordy, but we've signed a bunch of other guys, you know, and I don't think we're not going to sit here and go through all 16 guys. That would bore you, would bore me. We don't need to do that. But, Kyle, when you look at the other guys that we've added in the past 4 or 5 days, Give me one guy who's not Jordy Nelson that you were really excited to see in silver and black next year.
I'm definitely going to have to go with defense. Obviously, the offense has received a lot of attention last year included. You know, we went out, got Marshawn, we got Jared Cook. We then had Cordero, but now this year we've kind of done a little similar thing. We got Doug Martin, Jordy, but on the defensive side of the ball, I really like Tyre Whitehead. He played middle linebacker for the Detroit Lions last year. He's only 27 years old. He's coming off back-to-back 100-plus tackle seasons. I think he's going to serve as a really good piece in the middle of the defense who's going to help out Khalil Mack and the other guys back there.
A good choice. I mean, because obviously, I mean, Gruden said as much, and it's no secret that this team needed a little help on defense, a little stability,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a little stability never hurt anyone, especially in the NFL. So, yeah, great choice. I'm going to go on the offensive side of the ball, go a little funky, Keith Smith. Now, my love of special teams is well documented. I love coverage. I love punting. I love kicking. I love the field position game. I love it. I need it. But, you know, everything we've heard from our guys at the Cowboys, shout out to Brian Broaddus, is that this dude is like an elite special teamer, right? And I mean, you look at his stats, right? Okay, he doesn't have, you know, maybe the numbers don't fly off the page, but I'm like the firmest believer, and I will die on this mountain, that you do not win anything in the NFL unless you have an elite special teams unit. I believe it in my heart of hearts that you will not win anything in the playoffs unless you have an elite special teams guy.
You got to dominate the game in all three phases.
You got to. And you look at 2 years ago, 2016, 12-4, you know, playoff team, we had a pretty darn good, I don't know if I want to say elite, but we had a pretty darn good special teams unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year, a good special teams unit, but, you know, you bring a guy like Keith into the mix, you know, I don't know. I just love the addition. And he's a fullback, right? We were joking with him. So he's a full, he plays fullback, obviously has a little running back experience, played safety and linebacker in college. And I just love those kind of dudes. I can do it all, you know, kind of a jack of all trades. Because on game day, you got 46 guys that you can activate, right? You need guys that can fill multiple holes. You know, God forbid, you know, the beast sprains an ankle or something, and you need, you know, a next man up. Whether it's two carries, you got a big third down. Boom, Keith Smith. But
yeah. You're forgetting the best part about this man too is that his nickname is Beef.
His nickname's Beef, right? His nickname's Beef. A local dude, San Jose State guy coming home. I mean, what's not to love? Also. You know, we haven't even touched really on the fact that Jermaine Olawale got traded the other day. He's now going back to Dallas where he began his career on the practice squad. But, you know, you look at, you know, what we've heard, and we talked to Maurice Jones-Drew at the Super Bowl, and he goes, look, everyone, you know, thinks that the Raiders are going to have this high-flying, you know, Derek's going to throw over 10,000 yards kind of year. And he goes, well, Derek certainly has the talent to do that. And you look at, you know, the way this team is built, you could probably go out and do that. He goes, but Gruden wants to pound the rock. He wants to control the clock. He wants to dominate the trenches. He wants to have that kind of old school hit you in the mouth football. And having a fullback is pretty crucial to doing that.
Yeah, I mean, and also look at who else we've gone out and added in free agency. We re-signed Lee Smith.
Brought Lee back.
Yeah, who's known for his physical brand of blocking as a tight end. We also added Derek Carrier, who's also known as a blocking tight end. Keith Smith, who you're just singing his praises about. You've got all these dudes who are going to get in the trenches and pave lanes for Marshawn and whoever's behind them.
Absolutely. And you know, especially, you know, Jermaine is a talented guy. I don't think you're going to find anyone who's going to tell you differently. He's a great, great locker room dude, great teammate, all that. But, you know, you have to have a guy like him to kind of do what Gruden wants to do, right? And so having a dude like Keith Smith, I full disclosure, was a huge Jermaine fan. So, you know, having someone who can kind of replicate what he did, I think is huge. And so I think Keith is, like I said, going to be a beast on special teams, is going to fill a lot of those holes. But I don't know. I'm a big sucker for those dudes who can do a lot, who can, you know, are very versatile in what they can do. And I think that, like, having a guy like him is going to be a lot of fun for John Gruden too, right? See what you can scheme up around him, see what, you know, but you can do that fit.
And we just live in a world now where it's the philosophy of the more you can do is just the thing that applies to whether it's your everyday job, football, it doesn't matter what it is. The more you can do to help your team, your anything in general, Keith Smith is going to do that, like you've said.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you kind of brought up Lee Smith, too.
Yeah.
Lee Smith, I don't think the re-signing of Lee Smith can go untalked about, right? I mean, this is a dude who, you know, he always said that the offensive lineman kind of adopted him as like another lineman, right? But, you know, you look at the difference when Lee is on the field and Lee's not on the field. And I mean, you know, like he's kind of like Keith, where he doesn't put up those huge numbers, but he has that just that physical mentality, that punchy in the mouth, a guy who could control the line of scrimmage, a guy who gets in there, gets nasty. So I think it's huge that he's coming back, right? And then to pair him with a guy like Derek Carrier, like we were joking, like, are we just going to run like strictly jumbo sets where we have nine blocking tight ends, and then you throw the beast back there and say, hey, go get 40 yards? But it's exciting, man. I mean, shout out to Lee Smith, because I know that he's one of producer Trav's favorite guys, and I don't know, he's a guy that you want to root for. He's a guy that you look at and he's a consummate teammate. Is a classic Raider, and
he's that homebred dude. That's just a gritty,
he's country
tough
strong
guy.
Man. He's gonna move that pile, and you know, he showed us too though. He's got some hands.
Yeah, he does.
He's got some hands. He can get out in space. I don't know if he's gonna be winning any 40-yard dashes anytime soon, but that's a dude who can get out in space and, you know, be effective in that way too. So I don't know. Shout out to Lee Smith.
Absolutely.
But speaking of Lee Smith, Derek Carrier, Doug Martin, Keith Smith, those dudes. You know, we talked about Gruden wanting to bring it back to 98, right? And it's been kind of a running joke that, oh, you know, Gruden wants to pretend like it's 1998 again. But so we thought, let's go in the Wayback Machine and see what 1998 was actually like. So, off the top of your head, Kyle, first off, how old were you in 98?
I was 5. I was going into kindergarten at
You're going
time.
Into kindergarten in Orange County?
Yes. Anaheim.
Okay. So, what was the number one song 1998?
Oh, man. I want to say Ice Ice Baby Vanilla Ice.
Ooh, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
That was my first guess, I promise you that.
Okay, let's see. Other fun facts from 98. Big movies, Saving Private Ryan.
A classic.
Armageddon. Who won the World Series in 98?
I'm going to have to go with the Yankees.
Ding, ding, ding. Who won the Super Bowl?
The Rams?
The mighty Denver Broncos.
Oh, don't tell
boo,
me that. I don't want to hear that.
Boo, boo. Okay, here's another good one. 98 was the year McGuire hit 70 home runs.
That's absolutely insane to think about, that a man could blast 70 home runs. But
so you were 5 in Orange County. I was, let's see, 98. I was 7 in Northern California.
How far we've come.
How far we've come. So we've talked about a lot of free agency stuff. But we were talking to Trav earlier, where it really feels like there's no off season, right? I mean, we've been busy the past couple weeks. Now you look ahead on the calendar, the offseason program starts April 9th, which is mind-boggling. Then a couple weeks after that, 2018 NFL draft. Like we're back, baby. We are in the mix of football once again.
Yeah, I mean the rotating door of football activity is just going to keep going round and round and round.
Never stops.
No, and it's going to be here before we know it, and then we'll be back at training camp, and we're just going to get a full look at the Raiders roster for 2018.
Yeah, featuring not only the draft picks, but I'm sure 6 or 7 other guys that we're going to sign in the next 24 hours or whatever. So, yeah.
Real quick, by the way, too, you see it, all the people that we've gone out and signed in free agency. That's going to drastically change how we go into the draft, too. I don't want that to be overlooked or fly under the radar in terms of, you know, we wanted to go defense, we wanted to go offense, we've addressed a little bit of both, but it's going to be fun to see what Reggie and John do come draft day in April.
All right, so we're wrapping it up. Calling it a day here from the Beat Laboratory. Eddie Pascal, Kyle Martin. And, so like I said, check out the podcast tomorrow with the Raiderettes. We had a lot of fun, but this is it for today. We will be back soon in very short order, I'm sure, after we have some more moves, I'm guessing, right? Who knows? But this team is being rebuilt, and we're here to tell you all about it. So catch up with us soon, and we will talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.